we were talking with another former president earlier, Mary McAleese, who was remembering and paying tribute to Mary O'Rourke, who died yesterday at the age of 87. Former Fianna Fáil minister and deputy leader, one of the most prominent female politicians in Ireland, a familiar face and voice over many decades, affectionately referred to as Mammy by political journalists and more. Mary McAleese described Mary O'Rourke as a wonderful and dynamic person who was so accepting of things in life and that she had a great capacity for friendship and kindness. Here she is in 2017 talking to Sean O'Rourke about what it was like turning 80.
Well, you see, I'm not 80. Well, I am, according to all my certificates, but in my mind I'm not, in my brain and my mind I'm not 80. Now I know that's an easy thing, people say those things, but it is the truth. I think now certainly like a 50 year old maybe, or 40. Now I've pains in my bum and I've pains in my leg and then all those are happening to me, so yes, I am that
physically
age.
Slowing down ever so slightly, yeah.
It's sort of slowing down, yeah, but not really to put me away from anything.
Well, you look great.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
you look pretty well yourself. I won't ask you your age.
Mary O'Rourke with Sean O'Rourke in 2017. And in the same year, here she is on The Late Late Show telling Ryan Tuberty how much she missed her late husband, Edna.
He was always there for me. And when I would come in, I remember the first night I came home and after he passed away, and I came home from Dublin from the Dáil or from the Cabinet or something. And I walked in the door and there was such silence. And I thought, is this all there is? That's going to be the end of me. I thought so. So I bought radios. I put a radio in the bedroom, a radio in the living room, a radio in the kitchen. And they're going on all the time. Hear you first thing in the morning.
Sorry.
And you're
about
really
that.
Good. Yeah. But I no, sorry, I mean that. But I love the noise of voices, yeah, talking, yeah, maybe shouting, maybe music. But there are voices in my house because I couldn't stick the awful emptiness of it when he passed away.
Mary O'Rourke remembering life after her husband Enda passed away, speaking to Ryan Tuberty in 2017. Her family were very active in politics. Her brother Brian was also a Fianna Fáil minister. They were the only brother and sister to be in cabinet together. Her nephews Brian and Conor were also Fianna Fáil TDs. The late Brian was Minister of Finance and Conor a Minister of State. And Conor Lenehan is with us now. Good morning. Thank you for talking to us today and condolences on the loss of your aunt, Conor.
Thank you very much. And I think, if you don't mind me, I'd like to thank all the people who sent some very nice texts and emails and online and all that to members of the family, including myself. And of course, Angus and Fergal have got loads and loads of messages. So people are very kind and have been very kind to my aunt in her life. And I think that's important to say, that she enjoyed her public life. But most especially, she enjoyed the contact with people. And people were very genuinely nice to her. And that's a great compliment to the people of Ireland.
Tell me about how you and your family are coming to terms with the news.
Oh, well, it's an end of an era. You know, all of her family are now deceased. My father, the late Brian Lennon, he's dead. Uncle Paddy, who also was in politics in Roscommon. And then, obviously, Auntie Anne. So she's the last of the line, really, in that family. So it's a big thing for all of us. And I think it's really touching to say all the friends and people who have made contact and ordinary members of the public who over the years have expressed great concern for her. And how is she? And I just want to tell all those people that do admire that I was with her last week in the nursing home and she was in great form. She really was in good form. So in a sense, it's been very sudden for the family and for Angus and Fergal. Kind of in a way it's very good because she was really in good form last week and I met her, so it wasn't the case that she had lots and lots and lots of suffering, you know.
Good to hear, because she had been a very familiar face and voice for us over the years, and we heard Mary talking to her to Sean when she turned 80. How had she been in recent years, Conor?
Well, she went into nursing home over a year ago, and you know, and obviously things, you know, some of her functions weren't the best, but you know, she really read her newspapers every day. She was an avid consumer of newspapers. I suppose most people in politics are slightly obsessed with what's in the media and about them, but she was a real kind of inveterate consumer of media. So, and she had a great many friends that I think, again, people who were very supportive of her, people in the media profession, journalists. You know, she had a very close relationship with journalists, and very much appreciated their company. company, and that's something perhaps the public mightn't be aware of, that she was, she had a very fine regard for members of the journalistic profession, including myself when I was a journalist. Of course, she didn't give me any scoops or anything when I was working as a journalist, but, you know, she had a very high affection for the profession of journalism and respected it greatly. You know, I think she often thought she might have become one herself at some stage, but I suppose in her retirement she wrote books and she wrote articles, and she really had a fabulous retirement as well. She probably get better known in a way in retirement because of all the books she was writing and the articles she was writing.
Tell us about the influence that she had on you and your late brother.
Oh, well, she didn't know. I mean, I would remember particularly, you know, because I'm the same age really as Fergal, and then my younger brother Niall was the same age as Angus, and we moved to Dublin, and then we'd spend a lot of our holidays with her. So we kind of knew her as an aunt, like our favourite aunt, really, because she was fabulously entertaining. She had a job. She was a great educator. She used to bring students home for lunch and dinners and to give them extra tuition. So she was really a committed teacher, and she's a great kind of example of the contribution that the teaching profession has made to public life in Ireland, because, you know, she'd have these wonderful students from Summerhill School that she was teaching history or French to, and she'd do extra tuition with them. She thought they were on for a, you know, wanted big points or wanted to do medicine or some, you know, difficult challenge. She'd put extra work, you know, of her own time into coaching and bringing those students forward. And she did the same in retirement. So she had a good retirement too. I think there's a number of TDs like Niamh Smith and, of course, Norma Foley, that she was delighted to be associated with their campaigns when they were starting as women for the first time, trying to get elected to the Dáil. So I think she enjoyed that element of her retirement greatly, being able to pass on her own wisdom and help people get a start, particularly women, because we need more women in the Dáil. We know that that's there. And I think it's very important that, you know, people mentor them and you know, give them the wisdom they can get, because it's a tough business for women. And of course, in fairness to my aunt, she didn't play the female card. She just wanted to mix it with everyone else on the same basis. And she did that. And I think she enjoyed the rewards of public office and enjoyed some bad times as well. But sure, who doesn't?
She did mix it up for a very long time. She had a very resilient career. What was it, do you think, that kept her at the top table of Irish politics for so long?
Well, she was really well anchored in the values of family and teaching. And you know, I think, you know, her husband, Enda, you know, it's no accident that, you know, the year he died, she lost her seat in 2002 afterwards, because Enda was that most extraordinary of things in Irish public life. He was a husband who was doing home husband and working in a job and keeping her on the road politically. I mean, he did most of and a great deal of the constituency work for her around the town of Athlone while she was up in Dublin as a minister. So she was really, really very lucky in the partner and the life partner and the husband she chose in Enda, who was very well known in Athlone as well. And so, you know, I think there was a big gap in her life when Enda left, and of course she got on with it, and you know, she didn't sort of stay at home crying all the time or anything like that. She just moved on, and I suppose really got to enjoy family life in retirement more. Family life with her grandchildren. She's six grandchildren and loads of nieces and grandnieces. So, you know, and she was very attentive to all of us. And I say that because, you know, I felt like almost like a third son to her, because she was really, really nice to my mother when she died. And the irony, of course, is that she knew my mother before my father actually met my mother. So they were very good friends. And when my mother lost her husband, my father, Brian, the late Brian, she was hugely supportive of my mother. And, you know, they went away for weekends and holidays. And, you know, she was really, really very special person.
Conor Lennon, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning and paying tribute to your aunt, Mary O'Rourke. It's 7 minutes to 9.